Thank you, Alan. We've come to our last set of news. Ipswich fans could be forgiven last weekend for thinking they were in the wrong place, as their goalie had to change into a canary-coloured strip. We also hear the Norwich City of Ale Festival previewed, but first, however, news of the £15,000 raised by the cricket-based charity Lord's Taverners when they arranged an evening with Sir Michael Parkinson.
A charity which looks to give young people a sporting chance has received a boost of more than £15,000 following a fundraising evening with legendary broadcaster Sir Michael Parkinson. Sir Michael, also a journalist and author, is best known for presenting his long-running television talk show, during which he interviewed some of the biggest names in the world of entertainment, including the likes of Muhammad Ali, Orson Welles, Sir Paul McCartney and Madonna. And the chat show King was in Norwich last week for an evening with Sir Michael Parkinson, a fundraising event in aid of the Norfolk branch of the Lord's Taverners, a leading youth cricket and disability sports charity. More than 250 people attended the event held at Carrow Road, which was hosted by Sky Sports and former Blue Peter presenter Simon Thomas, and featured Sir Michael being put through his paces by his son. Sir Michael talked about his early days in journalism before going on to talk about his chat show and some of the people he had quizzed, with footage also shown of some of his most memorable interviews, including Billy Connolly, Dame Edna Everidge and Rod Hull and Emu. Last year, the charity donated more than £3.5 million nationally to help more young people take part in sport and supports numerous special needs schools in Norfolk.
It was a footballing equivalent of the ultimate fashion faux pas. Ipswich Town's goalkeeper was forced to wear the colours of arch rivals Norwich City on Saturday after a referee decided his choice of kit clashed with that of his opponent. The Suffolk side were playing away at Championship rivals Cardiff, who also play in blue, leaving them unable to play in either their first or second choice kit. It meant they turned out in their third kit, which for the goalie was an all-green outfit. But shortly before kick-off, referee Andrew Madley said he had to change because otherwise there would be a colour clash with the Cardiff stopper, Simon Moore, who was also in green. This meant he was forced to wear a yellow jersey normally worn with the second kit, with his green shorts and socks. The unfortunate choice of strip from an Ipswich point of view was not lost on Town fans. One message on Twitter said it caused uproar, and many Canaries fans were also quick to comment, rather more gleefully. Things did not get much better for Ipswich. They lost the game 1-0.
A ban on flying drones will be put in place at a patch of land in Helsden for fear of an aerial collision. The land behind Cottingham's Drive lies directly beneath the flight path of one of Norwich International Airport's runways, and there are growing fears of an incident involving a plane or helicopter and a drone. Helsden Parish Council Chairman Sheila Gurney said the issue is becoming a real problem. "We really don't want to encourage people to get onto that land and fly their drones because it is right under the flight path of Norwich Airport," she said. New signs will be put up on the site advising people not to fly their drones from there. The airport are concerned about it because this is at the top of the runway, and at that point they are still quite low, said Ms. Gurney. There is also the issue of helicopters taking off, which will be even closer to the ground. Regulations in force also include a ban on flying the remote-controlled devices over congested areas or within 50 metres of people or buildings without official permission.
It is a tale woven from the minds of more than 100 local schoolchildren who have now become published authors, as the Cold Old Old Lady House has been launched at Jarrell's store. A collaboration between 14 primary schools, the project to write, illustrate and publish a book was conceived at the Festival of Architecture, Norfolk and Norwich, 2015. The story tells the adventures of Ben, an 8-year-old boy with a speech impediment, as he slipped out of his home to visit his nanny's decaying mansion, only to be followed by his little sister, Tasha, who transformed the property while he slept. The brainchild of Liz Harris of Parsons and Whitley Architects, the book was written in the style of the parlour game Consequences, with each school writing a section before the plot is pieced together. To engage the children with the festival, we wrote to every primary school in Norfolk to ask if they wanted to participate, she said. We got 14 schools all collaborating with us, which was fantastic. We wrote in the style of the Consequences parlour game, so each had a different section of the story. None of the children knew how it was going to end. What was great was to be able to demonstrate the creativity of the children and their imaginations. It was a whole different range of ages and abilities.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you enjoyed it. We must mention that next week, being the Easter weekend, will mean that your Chatterbox recording will not arrive on Saturday or its usual day. The post office will be collecting and then delivering the wallets a few days later than normal, so don't be alarmed when it does not turn up on time. It will come eventually. When you have finished listening, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Don't forget also that you do not have to pay any postage.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You can always leave a message on our answer phone, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. This part two was read by us, Pauline Goldsworthy
and Chris Gillam.
So now we'll say goodbye for this week.